Delta Airlines reportedly is planning a major overhaul of its fares. Industry analysts say this may be the year when Delta and some major carriers get serious about taking on Southwest. The problem for Delta is that it's still losing money. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The plan Delta is considering is modeled after some changes the airline rolled out this past summer in Cincinnati. Airline industry analyst Mike Boyd says it significantly reduced ticket prices, especially to the West Coast, helping the airline hold on to passengers who otherwise might have flown on one of the discount airlines or out of other airports.
Simpler fares, they call it, was very successful at stimulating more people to fly into and out of Cincinnati. If you can stimulate fares in Cincinnati, because it's not a vacation destination by any means, you could probably do it in other places.
Under that plan, Delta capped economy class domestic fares at $499 and first class tickets at $599. The airline is also expected to add additional flights, do away with rules requiring Saturday stayovers, and reduce its fees for changing a ticket. Boyd says those steps will probably go over well with flyers.
Fare rules are so Byzantine, you need a Cray computer to figure them out sometimes. Making them simpler means more people might be willing to fly a given airline.
The airline narrowly avoided joining two of its rivals, United and U.S. Airways, in bankruptcy last fall after its pilots approved $1 billion in salary reductions. Tom Parsons, CEO of BestFares.com, says if Delta does go forward with its plan, it will put even more pressure on the other major carriers.
If they don't change and go to this formula that Delta's planning, then I think we'll see one or two disappear very quickly, and then the others could just be waiting for their turn.
A Delta official contacted for this story wouldn't comment on reports a decision has been made to go ahead with the fare cuts. The story first appeared on Time Magazine's website over the weekend. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.